Think about it. Right on the beach, ocean breezes, blue skies, seagulls, all yours for the taking.
It's a timeshare.
Well, it's called a timeshare. But the truth is, for the 2 weeks you're at the condo, you're not sharing anything. You're not sharing the bathroom. You're not sharing the toaster. Nothing. Nada. Zip. You are the mistress of all you survey.
My nephew looked up the neighborhood on the computer.
Your nephew? Mrs. Darby.
He said the condo was in a bad neighborhood. Blacks.
You're right. You're right. The condo is in a rather poor, majority black neighborhood. And you know what? I'm glad you brought it up. Seriously. Otherwise, I might have done something that I'd be ashamed of later. And that would be to sell you that timeshare. You would not feel safe there.
No, I wouldn't.
Of course you wouldn't. How could you? Now, we all know, and I say this at the risk of sounding a little racist, black dudes love white women. Love them. Now, I don't know if it's genetic or if it's society. I mean, we can argue nature versus nurture all day, but it's a scientific fact that black men can't get enough of white women. And don't think that a woman of your age would be safe from their advances. No, ma'am.
That's right.
These big black bucks don't care whether you're young or old, skinny or fat, walking or with two wrinkled stumps right below the knees. They want your white flesh. They want it bad. Truth be told, I'm part black myself. And if it wasn't for my wife, I'd be bending you over the desk doing your doggy style right now.
That's right.
I can just imagine you there, all alone in that big condo, awash in a sea of Negro cock.
I'll take it.
Smart move. Just sign your Jane Hancock right here on the dotted line.
You can't go in there.
Here you go.
Stand in.
I'll be with you gentlemen in a second. Go on, sign it.
Stanton, you're under arrest for fraud. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
It's just a little mix-up. Go on, sign it. Sign it, you white Jezebel!
I'll call Matt!
You guys are gonna regret this. Call my attorney.
Madam Foreman, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Yeah, please, hand it to the bailiff. Will the defendant please rise? Madam Foreman, how do you find the defendant?
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty.
What?
Thank you, Madam Foreman.
That bitch!
Oh, Stanley, please, quiet, quiet.
Sentencing will be tomorrow at 10 a.m.
What the fuck just happened in there?
You lost, Stanley.
I didn't lose. You're the lawyer. You lost.
I'm truly sorry.
Damn it, man. I'm rich. I wanted some of that OJ justice.
Maybe the judge will give you probation.
No. In this state, first-degree fraud carries a mandatory minimum of 3 to 5 years.
I got it. We bribe the judge.
I'm not gonna bribe the judge.
Bribe him.
I'm not gonna bribe him.
Bribe him?
Oh, please.
Well, I'm not gonna bribe him.
Bribe him!
No, 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 no! I told you, I don't practice that kind of law, and I never will. You want to bribe the judge? You be my guest. I'm sure any shyster on the street will be happy to do it for you.
Mal, you're fired.
Mr. Popper, is your client ready for sentencing?
He is, Your Honor.
Do you have anything you'd like to say before the court passes sentence?
Your Honor, my client has been convicted of fraud in the first degree, a crime of which he is innocent. But even if he were guilty, and his customers were defrauded, isn't it better that Mr. Minton, as a resident of Los Angeles, received the money, thereby keeping it in the community, as opposed to some gypsies or traveling Mexicans who would have taken the money out of the community? Please take that into consideration.
Yeah, Mr. Minton, You are hereby sentenced to serve a term of no less than 3 years at the Verlaine State Correctional Facility. Now, normally your sentence would begin immediately. However, I'm going to delay your incarceration for 6 months so that you may reorganize the charity that you have established to teach music to retarded children.
Thank you, Judge.
Yeah, court is adjourned.
Teach music to retarded children?
That sounded good at the time.
I thought you were going to bribe
him. I did. 100 grand in cougar hands doesn't go too far nowadays.
Did we win?
No. I don't get it. You bribe the judge and I still get a 3-year sentence?
That was mandatory. The judge couldn't fix that. Now you got 6 months to set your affairs in order.
My affairs are already in order.
My legal opinion is that you take a Brazilian vacation. Permanently.
So much fun.
I can't do that. Those Krugerrands were the last liquid asset I had. The rest of my money's frozen in the bank. I'm not going to run away and leave $7 million behind.
Well, Stan, my old man had a saying. You walk through a locker room, you're going to see some dick.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you rip off enough people, eventually you're going to go to jail.
Well, thanks. That's really comforting.
Hey, I'm a crooked lawyer. I know I'm going to jail someday. You don't see me crying about it.
Stan, slow down. You're going to choke.
I got to eat now. I hear that prison food is real crap.
I'm real glad we have 6 months together before you have to go to, you know.
Tell me about it. I could be in jail right now. That popper's one hell of a lawyer.
I'm going to be awfully lonely while you're gone.
I know, sweetheart. But I think I get conjugal visits. I can probably stick it to you once a month or so. That's pretty good, huh?
Oh, sure, that's great. But I was thinking, maybe we could do something now so I wouldn't be so lonely later.
Like what?
Like, maybe we can make a baby.
Mindy, are you crazy?
No, I just...
I'm only going to be gone 3 years, 5 at the max. What are we going to do with the kid when I get out? Give it up for adoption? That's just cruel.
I thought maybe we could... spit.
Mindy, how many times have we gone over this? You know, it's just selfish to bring a child into this world. A world full of suffering and hunger and war. It's just... selfish.
I know.
You know, plus, a kid would totally cramp our lifestyle. We couldn't go on vacation when we wanted. They break stuff. They cry all the time. You'd get stretch marks. That's right. Stretch marks. Scary stuff, huh?
I just let you walk all over me.
Oh, Mindy, come on. Okay, Mindy, you can get a dog. After I leave. Here are the stakes.
Scotch in this.
We got whiskey.
Not as good, but it'll have to do.
Ready? It'll be 75 cents.
Good deal. Keep change.
Oh. You know that, honey. Do you got a problem?
No, I was just wondering. You've been to prison, right?
You do have a problem.
No, I'm going to prison. But I've never been there before, and I was just thinking maybe you could give me some pointers. I'll pay you $100.
Just for talking. How much time did you get?
3 to 5.
Where at?
Verlaine?
Verlaine? And that's Foxton.
Cars just don't give a damn. I let the cons beat the shit out of one another all day.
How am I going to do in there? I mean, if you saw me, would you beat the shit out of me?
I'd probably rape you.
You'd rape me?
Yeah.
So it's true, huh? A lot of guys turn gay in prison?
I'm always gay. I only rape people in prison.
You're gay?
Yeah. This is a gay bar.
Woo! Let's do the thing.
Look, rape isn't an act of sex. Rape is an act of violence. And in prison society, it's all about violence. You're judged by how bad the other cons fear you. By raping a dude is the ultimate way of beating him down. It means you're one bad motherfucker.
So, you rape people?
Well, now that's something I'm not real proud of. I don't condone the practice, to be honest, but I do it some. Just to keep up with the Joneses. You know what I mean. Little dude like you, be an easy mark.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, isn't there anything I could do?
You join a gang? Are you a racist?
Not really.
And that leaves out the Nazis. Got any mob connections?
No.
Wouldn't have to be Latino, would you? Looks like everybody's going to rape you.
Okay. Okay, I bet I can be a racist for 3 to 5 years. A real racist. Hardcore.
Well, good. Then you can join the Nazis.
Excellent.
Then you want to be raped by the other Nazis.
Raped by Nazis? No way! Isn't there anything else I could do? Isn't there some way I can cultivate some kind of crazy outlaw image?
You have to kill a dude.
Without killing a dude?
In your case, it'd be a real long shot, Stan. Wouldn't have to have any tats, would you?
Tats?
Ink.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I didn't grow up with my mom, so I... When I was 18, I got a tattoo.
Mommy. You might as well buy a welcome mat and strap it to your asshole. Say I'm open for business.
Afternoon, Stan. I got you some orange juice.
It was all a bad dream. Just a horrible dream.
What was your dream, baby?
It was awful. I was going to go to prison, and big men were going to rape me. But here I am, safe in my bed. It was all a bad dream.
But you are going to be going to prison, right?
Huh?
You're going to prison in 6 months.
No!
Oh, honey, it's okay. A lot can happen in 6 months.
What's gonna happen, Mindy? Is my anus gonna grow teeth?
No, silly. You'll find a way. You always do.
What'd you just say?
You always find a way.
That's right. I always do.
My baby ready to eat breakfast.
Mindy. Did I have a lot growing up? No, I did not. I had nothing growing up. I had a drunk father who was emotionally unavailable to me. I had a summer job at Dairy Queen. I had tomato soup for dinner. Nobody ever gave me anything. Truly, mine was a hard scrabble existence. Yet look at me today. I own a palatial estate. I drive a Lamborghini. I have a summer house on the lake. A complete Bang & Olufsen home theater system. A beautiful wife. And whom do I have to thank for all this stuff? Me. Nobody else. Me. I am a winner. I set my mind to do something, and I do it. And so when I say to you that I will make myself unrapeable, I will be unrapeable!
Yay!
You're the best!
couple things in mind. But first, I got kind of a weird question. Do you have anything you could tattoo around my sphincter to make it less attractive?
Mindy.
Stanny, come to bed.
Not now, Mindy. 19, 25.
You see a new definition? My forearm. I think I see a new vein.
I see a very sexy man.
You do? Well, I wonder what he's going to do next.
Kick me, darling.
Mindy, I'm going to go to prison in a few months.
No, no, honey.
And while I'm there, men are going to try to take advantage of me.
I don't want to hear about this now.
Man, this is important. Now I'm doing everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen. But if it does happen, and I do get violated...
Stan!
I want the first time to be by someone I love.
Oh! Oh! Stan, I couldn't.
Please, man, for me.
Okay.
Great.
Concentrate, Stanley, concentrate.
How can I concentrate when I'm bored?
If you're bored, you may leave.
Oh, come on, Cho.
Master Cho.
Master Cho. I mean, I've been coming in for a week, and I'm still doing this baby stuff. When am I going to learn to kick some ass? I'm a yellow belt. Nobody's afraid of a yellow belt.
What, you think you're ready to move up in rank?
Yeah, that's right.
Huh. Fine. You'll have your chance. Hey, Seymour! Come on.
All right.
Seymour, you'll fight Seymour for honor of green belt.
You want me to fight this little guy? All right.
Fighting stance.
All right, Seymour. See what you got.
You can forget about your refund.
Is that all you got? Pussy. That's some technique you got. You couldn't knock the shit out of a paper bag full of shit.
Oh, and you could do better?
Any questions?
Great news.
Sam, what happened to you? Oh,
never mind that. I just met the best guy. And guess what? He's agreed to be my trainer.
Really? What's his name?
The Master.
How do you do?
The Master.
He's going to live with us and train me. All I have to do is pay him when my bank account's get unfrozen.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll go write it up right now.
I'm so sorry, the master, but there's no smoking in the house.
Yes, there is.
I better heat up another lean cuisine.
Honey, you've done it again. You heated it just perfect.
So, the master, where are you from?
Hell.
Oh! What brought you to L.A.? A job?
I travel where the wind takes me.
Isn't he great?
Well, how long have you been teaching the art of self-defense?
Young lady, what I teach is not art. It is science. A careful amalgam of the most deadly parts of karate, kung fu, wing chun, krav maga, muay thai, savate, and Filipino kali. My favorite.
Ooh, how?
I find weakness and turn it into strength. I find fat and turn it into muscle. I find blisters and turn them into canker sores. I find doubt and I turn it into will.
You can stop doing that now.
Doing what?
Your hand.
Huh. I forgot it was there. I'm gonna take a shit.
Enjoy yourself.
Stan, honey, does he really have to live here?
The master?
He scares me.
I know. He scares me, too. That's exactly why he's the perfect guy to teach me.
But, Stan...
Look, do you want me to survive in prison?
Of course I do.
Well, then you won't argue with me about this. You'll see. He'll grow on you.
Wake up, weakling.
What the hell are you doing in here?
It's time to begin your training.
But it's 5 a.m. Is that liver?
It's your breakfast. And every moment you delay, I squeeze out more of its vital juices. Trust me, you'll need them later.
Okay, I'm up.
But are you ready? Look what I found beside your bed. This is weakness. This is defeatism.
Actually, we were kind of enjoying that.
Eat this. And follow me.
I blended all that gross stuff you wanted. I got it all in Koreatown. I didn't even know there was a Koreatown.
Too many eggs. The fish oil is nice. Ox pancreas is good. Next time, use more tongue.
That's what she said.
Ooh. Oh, Stan!
All right. Get away from him, woman.
I'm okay.
Rise and drink your lunch.
Don't ever get to eat anything that tastes good.
Do you like hot dogs?
Yeah, sure.
But if you don't drink that, the boys in prison will feed you many hot dogs. I can kick your ass so fast, you wouldn't even feel it.
I'd like to see that. You didn't kick me in the ass. I didn't feel anything.
Interpretation.
Okay, I'm gonna call a timeout here.
You're
Ow!
Beating my husband with a flaming stick. Isn't there some kind of role-playing exercise you could do instead?
Run along, honey. This is man stuff here. Go ahead, master. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow!
No disrespect. I realize this is strengthening my nipples, and believe me, I can feel the burn. I was wondering just how important are strong nipples.
Someday these nipples may save your life. You are what you eat.
Are you sure that's Eastern mysticism? Because I learned that in health class in third grade.
Silence, woman.
I mean, all that stuff about pain and illusion, that sounds totally mystical. But you are what you eat. Even I know that. And I am from Omaha.
What part of Omaha?
Dundee.
Happy Hall.
You're a Husker?
I should have known. Those womanly, childbearing hips could not be a product of this perfidious coast.
Do you mind? I'm trying to eat scorpion here.
Insolent fool. You have lost the right to eat scorpion.
Great. There goes my lunch. Thanks a lot, honey.
Stan, this is not working out.
The master says...
The master is a jerk.
Shh.
Yes! And he is a creep. And the house smells. I mean, does he have to smoke in every room in the house? And the only time I see you alone is in bed, and you're always too tired to...
Hey, I got 5 months, and then it's prison. I gotta stay focused. I gotta think prison, eat prison, breathe prison. I don't have time for anything else.
Not even time for me?
Tell you what. After I'm done working out with the master, I'll rent some movies, and we'll cuddle around the TV like old times, okay?
Really?
Mindy! Some men broke into the house! They say they want to rape you!
What?
Big men! They want to rape you! Repeatedly!
But the master!
They have guns! They killed them! There's nothing we can do! You're gonna get raped! Raped!
Oh my God!
Raped! Ah. Raped!
There. Now you know how I feel.
What?
Fear of rape. That's what I'm going to have to live with for 3 years.
Nobody broke into the house.
That's right. But I think now maybe you'll be a little more supportive of what I'm going through.
You son of a bitch!
Okay, you're upset.
You son of a bitch!
Okay, you don't have to call
you
names.
Son of a
hey,
bitch!
Mindy!
Bitch! Okay, bitch! Bitch! Yes, sir!
Mindy! Mindy! Oh! Mindy! Mindy, what are you doing?
I'm leaving you.
Why? Why, because I pulled one little prank, which I'm sure when you calm down, you realize...
It's not just one little prank, it's everything! All you think about is yourself! You're the most selfish man who ever lived, ever! Ever!
Whoa, excuse me? Selfish? I find that funny, I really do, because I've given you everything you've ever wanted!
You're crazy!
I gave you this house!
It's in your name!
I gave you those boobs!
You wanted these!
When you said the Lamborghini was too small, I got a second car!
You bought a 1955 Ford Speedster!
It has a back seat! Mindy, what do you want? I'll do anything.
I want a baby, you asshole!
That again? Fine, okay, you win. We'll have a baby.
Really?
No, not really, but maybe we can visit people who have kids.
Oh! Bye!
Good, leave! I don't need you! I don't need anybody!
Oh, God!
One moment. I'm meditating.
What am I gonna do without you? Oh, God! Oh,
Oh, my God! Mindy left.
Training can begin. We do not have time to teach you the five fingers of death. We have only time for one finger. Pick one.
All right. Wait. This one.
your steel. Feel.
I felt. A badge.
You must learn to feel your opponent. Know his intentions. If he is good at a distance, then we must be close. If he is good close, then we must fight him at a distance.
What if your opponent is good, close, and from a distance?
Well, then you are up to your eyeballs and shit. Why?
Hey, what are those?
Still something I picked up at the Shaolin Temple.
What are you using for?
Your lunch.
Mississippi 5, Mississippi 6, Mississippi 7, Mississippi 8, Mississippi 9. My God, that is amazing.
Oh, it's nothing. You should see him.
It's easy for me. Cigarettes have ruined my circulation so much I can't even feel my hands anymore.
So that's your trick.
Mm-hmm. Here's to Stan Mitten, my second finest student.
Second finest? Who's number one?
I hope you never have to find that out. He used what I taught him not for his own protection, but for evil.
Well, fuck that guy. Here's the number two.
Now drink up. Stan has one final test tonight.
I do? Okay. Let's go for it. Hello, Cho.
It's Master Cho to you.
Master Cho or Master Bader Cho?
Excuse me?
You heard me, punk.
Looking for a beatdown, mister?
And what are you looking for? To beat off?
That's it.
Ha ha!
Very good, Stan.
Do you mind walking me to my car?
All right.
I don't feel too comfortable here. I don't think the Asian people like me.
What you want, nigga? You wanna fuck with us?
Then what?
I live tonight. Hey, you're dead tonight.
You just go up those steps, turn yourself in for processing. By the way, slight change of plans. The Bureau of Prisons called me yesterday. They're sending you to Oaksburg, not Verlaine.
Why?
Who knows? You know, bureaucracy.
It makes no difference.
Go on. You'll do great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did Mindy or her lawyer call about the divorce? It's not like I care anyway. All right. See you guys in 3 years.
What do you think?
I think you should walk away quickly. I need a beer.
No! I got it! But don't get in the car! Your hair out first!
Again, I'll twist the whole damn titty off.
Hey, man, I'm scared too, but it can't be as bad as they say it is.
It's just as bad as they say it is. The sooner your kids realize that, the better. Tell them.
You'll find out soon enough.
What'd I say about talking to me?
Damn, man.
Welcome to Oaksburg Penitentiary. For reasons beyond what I care to imagine, you gentlemen have found yourselves under my stewardship. My name is Warden Francis Gasquie, but you can just call me Boss. We only got one rule here at Oaksburg. Don't fuck with the boss. That means you leave me and my men alone. What you animals do to each other, that's your business. Now, right behind you is the warden's garden. Anybody caught pissing on that? We'll have his penis removed. Sergeant Bullard here will lead you to the medical office where you will strip and have your cavity searched. You're going to enjoy that.
Now, gentlemen, single file. Come on, get up there. Pecker to butthole.
All right. Assume the position.
Screaming like a goddamn little girl!
Sarge! Look! Sweet Jesus! It's like an alien. Staring into my soul.
Welcome home. New luxury condos, compliments of the state. Step it up, boys. Ooh.
Hello there, young fella. Yeah, I guess we're cellmates. My name's Larry, but you can call me Shorts.
Shorts, you're in my bunk.
What?
That's my bunk. Get out.
Oh, you hold on there just a second. This is my bunk. What gives you the right to do... Ow!
I said that's my bunk.
Yeah, I guess it is. You might want to change the sheets. I'm kind of a compulsive masturbator.
Shorts, that's your bunk.
Really?
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. I think we're going to get along just fine. Hey, put her here.
I don't shake hands.
Well, whatever. Good to be back.
Tell me, Shorts, who's the toughest guy here? Who's the biggest badass on the cell block?
Biggest badass. Well, there's a lot of contenders. There's Cleon. He's leader of the Diamond Kings. That's the black cat. I see him kill a man with his fist.
What?
Yeah. And there's Juanito. He's head of the Mexican gang. La Unde.
Hey, she's back.
Hey! Whatever you do, don't go near those guys.
It's to express ourselves and to extinguish...
They're Scientologists.
They don't look so tough.
Yeah. They'll talk your ear off and then sue your ass.
Extinguish the fear.
Then, there's the Nazis. None of them are too tough. They don't fight fair and they don't fight alone. They always gang up on you. Their leader, Patterson, he's a real bastard. His uncle's the head of the Aryan Nation.
Let me clarify my question, Shorts. Who's the most dangerous sexual predator on the cell block?
Oh, that's easy. It's Big Raymond. Absolutely insatiable. Crazy. The other black guys don't go near him, but they'd back him up if it came to a fight.
Big Raymond it is. Can I borrow that?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, Stan. Stan, where are you going?
You think that cigarette was free? Is that what you think?
I'll pay you back, man. I just don't have any money.
You think I want money?
Excuse me.
Bug off, bitch. I'll get to you later.
Did you just call me bitch?
Yeah, I said it.
Hey, everybody. Did you hear that? Big Raymond, for no reason, just called me bitch. Now, was that nice? It's not like I called him fat. It's not like I said I seen pig shit prettier than he is. It's not like I said his mother's pussy smells like egg salad. Which it does. Who's the bitch now, bitch?
Oh, 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 my cracker! Laying the boot to the big nigga, give it up!
Don't use that word around me. It's ugly and racist.
He's funny too, man.
All right, listen here, player, all right? We want you to join up with us, not me, because some niggas are going to tear your... Oh!
I said don't talk that way around me.
Get up. Come on. Get some of that.
Let's kill it.
No, I got it. Come on. Handle your business, Cleon.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you're going to stick up for that fat son of a bitch.
You happen to see the color of that fat son of a bitch's skin?
Hey, aren't we over that? Didn't you see that Nova episode? Huh, you guys? They did that DNA test. We all come from Africa.
Kick his ass, nigga.
It's a proven fact. Under the skin, I'm just as black as you are.
Oh, fuck that.
Get him! 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 Get him!
where'd that guy come from? Cleon, if you want to fight me, you're going to have to fight me.
I understand.
Now pick up your gold teeth. I'm going to let you keep them this time. But if you come at me again, I'm going to hang on to them like a Swiss banker.
Y'all ain't gonna help me. I'm missing him by custody.
We should have killed him.
Somebody call the orphan office.
I see Mr. Minton is acquainting himself with his new surroundings. I believe it's time I had my little chat with him.
Oh, man, this stuff's good.
I don't know what everybody's complaining about.
Hey, man, I just want to say thanks.
For what?
You know, for helping me before? With Big Raymond?
I wasn't helping you. I was helping me. I had to beat up the biggest shithead on the cell block, and he just happened to be talking to you.
Okay. But, you know, I think that guy wanted to fuck me.
Trust me. In your case, I was just putting off the inevitable.
Chica, chica!
Yeah. Well, thanks anyway.
What's your name, girl? Don't be shy, just say hi.
Come here, kick back, baby girl.
A little hard on the kid, weren't you?
Hey, that's got nothing to do with me. And I'm going to keep it that way. You got that?
Warden wants to see you. Get up.
Me?
Now, walk! Put your hands behind your back.
Come in. Minton, I'm glad you could make it. You can take the cuffs off him.
You sure you want to do that, boss?
I said take them off.
It's all right. I already got them. It's a matter of dislocating the wrists.
Ew! Ew, that is creepy.
You can wait outside.
Have a seat.
Warden, if this is about me fighting in the yard, it will...
Cigar.
Thank you.
Brandy?
Sure. You know, you wardens should complain. Because in the movies, they always make you look like real assholes.
Well, I don't plan on being a warden forever.
Is that right?
Tell me, Minton. What do you think of this place?
It's okay. For a prison.
Not the prison. The land.
It's a nice-sized property.
Great views of the foothills and the city. Level grade. I'm assuming there's bedrock beneath us. Easy access to downtown. I see some nice development potential. Too bad you got a prison on it.
Exactly. You know it's no accident you came to Oaksburg. I pulled a few strings to get you here.
What made you want to do that?
Come here. Oaksburg Estates. I'm a silent partner, so to speak, with some private investors who would like to develop this land into timeshare condominiums. I believe that's your field of expertise.
True.
Of course, all this is only possible in the event the prison ever closes down.
Makes sense.
You know, I'm in the prison business. I know how to break a man's will, crush his spirit, but them real estate contracts, those things put a real hurt on you. That's where you come in.
What's in for me?
How would you like to be out of here in a year?
But I've got a mandatory minimum.
Wardens have a great deal of discretion granting early parole, especially to nonviolent first-time offenders. Prisons are crowded, you know.
The system is corrupt. Me likey. But you gotta move the luxury units closer to the lagoon. That'll double the rents. Plus, this parking needs to go underground. You're wasting space. That's 8 extra units. Whoever designed this is a moron. But how are you gonna get rid of the prison?
Let me worry about that. Tell me more about them parking spaces.
Vagabundo, vagabundo, le le la 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 la, vagabundo soy yo, vagabundo, pa pa da, vagabundo, pa.
You strapped?
He ain't gonna no hit him, not me.
Vagabundo soy yo, vagabundo, vagabundo.
That's gonna scar you, psycho. You want that shiv, don't you? You made that with a melted toothbrush and a razor blade? That's very creative. What I made with 3 bars of soap and a shoelace.
Cracker, please. Come on, Ray Street.
All yours.
This is gonna be fun.
Hey, Stan. What do you do to Patterson?
I just roughed him up a little bit. Why?
Somebody took a shiv to his ass. They say he'll be shitting sideways for a month.
Now I know what Schadenfreude feels like.
What?
Schadenfreude. It's German for when you feel good because your enemy's anus has been violated.
Ooh.
You know, you're getting that on me.
I'm doing great. These guys are pussies.
That's terrific. Hey, listen, pal. I need your help. I can't get Minnie's lawyer to return my call. So if we want to go through with this divorce, you're going to have to contact her personally.
Dan!
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Hey, how's the appeal coming?
Believe it or not, I'm looking at the Madam Foreman right now.
That's great.
I gotta go now. Duty call.
All right, thanks, Lou. I'll talk to you soon.
Aren't you Charlize Theron? Oh, look at the fellow out there.
So I had him exchange the beef for the horse meat.
Clever.
That's Stan. Minton, I'd like for you to meet Mr. Dang. He's on the prison's board of governors.
They let Vietnamese mafia on the prison board of governors? Your finger tats.
Like you say, Stan, the system is corrupt. Mr. Dang's family happens to be my partners in Oaksburg Estates.
Oh, good, because I was just going over the contracts, and the language gets rather vague on the subject of gross versus net liability. You know, I'm sure it's unintentional, but Warden, that could screw you in the long run.
Could it? I'll have my lawyers collect that immediately.
You know what? I got an excellent lawyer for that. He specializes in it. Lou Popper.
Popper? I'll be sure to contact him.
Come on, Dang. Let's check out the floor show.
It looks like the savages are ready for their inspection.
Well, give me a few more weeks. I'll even have them readier.
I'm counting on that.
Would you like a strawberry? I grew them in my own garden.
Thank you.
Minton? Strawberry?
No, I'm good.
Maybe I picked him a little too soon.
I don't think that's it.
People are scared shitless of me.
Very good, Stan.
Is there anyone there who could challenge you?
Nah. I got it all under control.
What's the matter, Stan? You sound distant.
I don't know. It's just...
Don't you ever find yourself feeling sorry for anybody?
You might as well ask me.
If I feel sorry for the maggots I grind into my morning coffee.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. Listen, I gotta go.
Make me proud, Stan.
Come on, baby. Do it to me. Do it to me.
Oh, yeah.
What, are you just using me?
No, I'm not using you.
No. You love me?
Yes.
Oh, show me. Show me.
Just.
Do you love me?
Yeah. Oh, hey, excuse me, sir. Hi, Stan. I think the Madam Foreman just one orgasm away from giving you your appeal.
That's great, Lou. And gross.
Have you heard anything from Mindy or her attorney?
No. But don't say I don't earn my money. Hi, fellas. I don't believe I ordered Chinese. I guess I could go for a little pot sticker.
Who are you writing to?
No one special.
You've been sitting there for a while, writing to no one special. You know, Stan, I've been here for a long time, and I can handle a lot of things, like having to spend the rest of my life in this shithole. But there's one thing I do regret. I could never make it work with Mayushi. Oh, she was the only person who ever loved me for me. How did you pick at it to realize it? I'd give anything to change the way I behaved.
How did you behave?
I killed her. Alcohol wasn't something that always brought out the best in me, Stan.
been thinking a lot about you lately. About us. I realize now that you were right. I was pig-headed and selfish. And leaving me was probably the best thing for you. And I'm truly sorry. I never should have hurt you. I know now why you wanted to have a baby with me. It's just another way for us to love each other, even more deeply. I hope someday you'll be able to forgive me. Love always. Stan. Now, I know all of you want to get back to your weightlifting and your basketball and your masturbating, so I'm going to try to keep this short, all right? Yeah. I am throwing away all of these violent video games and movies. From now on, I want you guys watching more wholesome entertainment. And frankly, a lot of the rap music you brothers listen to was way too hateful towards women. I mean, what is up with that? You like women, right? Yeah. Now, on the other hand, I think the Mexicans are onto something with this mariachi and salsa music. It's positive, easy to dance to, and you never get tired of it. Shorts, give us a taste.
Here we go. Me gusta ir por los caminos.
That's Afro-Cuban. I asked for mariachi. But you get the point. Yeah. All right? Yeah. Now, lastly, and most importantly, from now on, there will be no more rape at this prison. That's right. Anyone who rapes another inmate will have to answer to me. And I will not be kind.
Excuse me, Big Stan.
Yes, Juanito.
Why are you putting your nose where it don't belong? My men are aggressive and hard. Sometimes they need a way to work off that excess energy. So what's it to you?
Okay, well, first off, good question.
Thank you.
What is it to me? Well, frankly, I just don't like it. And let me show you why. Robbie, come up here. Yeah, you, Robbie the hippie. Come on up here. Come on. All right, all right, all right. Robbie, how long's your sentence here at Oaksburg Penitentiary?
5 to 10.
5 to 10 years. And what exactly did you do to earn that sentence?
I sold marijuana. A shitload of marijuana.
Thanks, Robbie. Go sit down. He sold marijuana. He was a marijuana dealer. Now, I'm not here to argue about our nation's drug policy. Personally, I don't think they're tough enough. Whatever. But just because Robbie was guilty of selling dope doesn't mean that he deserves to get raped up the ass every day for the next 10 years. I just don't think that's fair. Now, some of you are here because you're habitual drunk drivers. Some of you have a fondness for the crack cocaine. Some of you robbed a bank. I'm talking to you, Leotis. But that doesn't mean you should get raped. It's just not fair. Yes, Carnahan.
What about the guys that were convicted of rape? Can we rape them?
Yeah. That's right.
Rape the rapists. Seems appropriate. Punishment fitting the crime and all. Go ahead. Yeah.
How about them child molesters?
Yeah, them too. Good point. Anyone else? Yeah.
Yo, Big Stan. What about the counterfeiters?
What? Counterfeiters? Big Raymond, you're the only counterfeiter here. Yeah. Wait a minute. Do you just want somebody to... Okay, here's another thing we got to clear up. There's a tremendous difference between homosexual sex and rape. Now, Big Raymond?
Hmm?
I'm sure there's someone here who wants to have sex with you.
Not me.
Okay? How about it? Anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyler. Great.
You like it, so?
You two have fun. But wear protection.
Okay. All right, throw one.
Now, those two are about to have consensual homosexual sex. A beautiful, beautiful thing. The total opposite of rape, which is not allowed.
Except for the rapists and child molesters, right? We can still rape them. Yeah.
No, you can't.
What?
What?
Well, I changed my mind. I think it's a bad habit. We got to quit cold turkey.
Bullshit.
Hey, if you're not happy with it, you're welcome to fight me. I didn't think so. All right, you're dismissed. Beat it.
Good speech.
You think? I feel like I should open with a joke or something.
No, it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry about the mariachi screw-up.
Yeah, let it go.
Hey, Big Stan. Check out the lovebirds.
Up for you. There you go.
Good for them.
I have something important to show you.
Let me eat, will you?
Hey, Big Stan. Can we talk?
Make it quick. I want to thank you for what you did out there. I didn't do anything. Don't say you didn't do it for me. Because you did. Didn't you?
A little.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Say, Julio! Get back here! What's up with you?
Shut up!
Hey,
Big Stan. I like what you said. I want to join your gang.
I don't have a gang.
Yes, you do.
Okay, you're in.
Me too?
Yeah, you too. All of you. Thanks. All right, can I eat now?
Yes, you did!
He's gotta eat, he's gotta eat.
I told you I had something important to show you.
She wants to see me. Shake hands. La otra noche en una juerga. Try to get along, huh? John.
Excuse me, man.
No, that's my bad.
Yeah, really, it was my fault.
It's a pickle game of hoople. You want to play?
I'd like that.
Hey.
there, Doc.
Oh, thank you. Oh, look, a shield.
Yeah.
Hey, off. Hey. Whoa.
Stanley, Honey Bear, I loved your letter.
Oh, man. I missed you so much.
Before we go any further, there's three little words I need to hear.
I was wrong?
Good boy.
It looks like a nursery school picnic out there.
It's mitten.
What do you mean it's mitten?
Well, first he banned rape. Now it's gotten to the point that anybody gets beat up, they just run and go join Minton's gang, and Minton, he beats up the bad guy. Tell you the truth, he's got them too scared to even look at each other funny. Oh, we ain't had a fight in 3 days.
Well, I thought I saw Engelberg fighting that big Mexican yesterday. Hey, Hoos?
Oh, no, that was more in the nature of a lover's quarrel. Engelberg forgot their two-week anniversary.
Well, that wasn't very nice of him, was it?
Well, they made up. You should have seen the cake Engelberg made. It was special.
You get out of here right now and get Minton up here. You understand me? I mean right now. Hurry!
I'm not just saying this, but I think that was the most amazing sex we've ever had. I guess being away from me this long made you crazy.
Well, yes, I guess. The master's really opened my eyes sexually. He showed me all these different positions in the Kama Sutra.
The master? You've been seeing him?
Yeah, he's staying at the house. I've learned all sorts of things about massage and strengthening my Kegel.
That sleazy son of a bitch!
Min, time's
but
up.
Stan, I...
Warden wants to see you. Now!
Tell him to wait. I don't want you to see him anymore, you understand? You tell Master Dickface I'm going to get out of here soon, and I'm going to kick his ass. Actually, don't tell him. You're not allowed to see him anymore.
He said now,
hear me?
Convict. Min!
You're not allowed to see him anymore.
I love you, sweetie cakes!
Let's go.
Cocksucker!
I'll bet you didn't know I was part psychic. That's right. I'm able to see into the future.
I didn't realize.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen 1 week from today. The Board of Governors is going to come to inspect the prison. Then, something awful happens. Some prisoners find a way to smuggle weapons into the yard, and a full-scale riot breaks out. And as the prison board watches in absolute horror, my men are forced to shoot into the yard in order to end the melee. In the ensuing scandal, the board chooses to sell the property to a Vietnamese family based in San Pedro. And everybody lives happily ever after. Especially me. Now, if the events that I foretold do not come to fruition, I will be very disappointed. When I get disappointed, Mr. Dang over there likes to stomp on men's spines like they was bubble wrapped. I spent 35 years of my life in this stinking cesspool, and I will not walk away without something to show for it. Your little prison reform ends right now. You play ball, you might get yourself a parole hearing.
How many will get killed?
Who cares? They're all animals.
Bullet!
escort Mr. Minton back to his cell.
Yes, sir. Come on, Minton.
Stan, you ever had two Asian men pounding your balls right after you had sex with a questionably attractive older woman?
No, I can't say that I have, Lou.
Madam Foreman won't return any of my calls. You better go for that deal the warden offered you.
So there's nothing else I can do?
I'm sorry, pal. You know, it's over.
You're in real danger.
Get yourself out of there as soon as you can.
Bullard, tell the warden I'll take his deal. I want out of here.
Stan, the Nazis were saying the Virgin Mary Tortillas is a fake. That's not cool, Alonso.
Hey, the Nazis were saying the Virgin Mary has no power. That Constantine was only pacifying the Byzantine priest by giving him a goddess to pray to. I think they've been watching the History Channel or something.
What?
What are you going to do about it, Big Stan?
I'm not going to do anything about it.
What's up with him, man?
Hey, Stan! The Brazilians, they won't stop calling for Reeb an Arab.
I'm not an Arab. A Persian.
What do I care? You look like an Arab. Hey, listen up! All of you! You're all on your own! You hear me? I don't care what any of you do to each other! Hey! You guys! In the Interracial Book Club! You guys all hate each other! So stop pretending you don't!
You don't know nothing about Macbeth!
Fuck you, motherfucker!
Yeah, that's more like it. Yes.
Big Stan? We need to talk. I thought you cared about us.
Well, I don't.
Hey, little cracker. Why don't you sit over here? My little white brother. Shave your head, put a couple little tattoos on your forehead, huh? Come on, eat up.
I was wrong about you. We all were. Stay out of the yard tomorrow. You hear me?
D-block houses some of our most hardened offenders. But here, we have Oaksburg's greatest rehabilitation story, Stan Minton. Stan, I'd like for you to meet the Board of Governors. Not going in the yard today, Stan?
I don't feel well, Warden.
Maybe this will make you feel better. Due to Stan's exemplary behavior, the parole board has agreed to meet with him today. Well, we better be moving along.
shit goes down at 12:30. At 12:35, I'm in the real estate business.
I'll deal with you in a minute.
Everything okay?
Both of you.
Next up is prisoner 5824. In the matter of Stanley Minton, you have your files. In his short time here, prisoner Minton has accrued an exemplary record. And let it be noted, he's a first-time nonviolent offender. Before we vote, Mr. Minton, is there anything you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say I've really learned a lot, and I'm ready to get back to work.
Good. We'd like to hear that.
Here's the yard where the prisoners come to exercise. That's where Charlie the Fly tried to fly over the wall.
Well, in light of Warden Gasqui's recommendation, I think we have a pretty clear-cut case for parole. Mr. Minton, how would you feel about getting out of here today? Mr. Minton.
Did I mention I'm in real estate? I got my eye on some property real close by here. I can't wait to develop.
That's commendable.
You know, while I was in here also, I joined a biker gang. Satan's pedophiles. Anyway, they said when they get out, they love to camp right next to the grammar school near here. I hope that's not a problem. They're pretty cool guys, except when they drink and do crystal meth, which is almost every weekend. But most of the people I sell to, they don't need to know about any of that. Because they're old ladies mostly. Not too good with the fine print if you get my drift. Tell me, is your grandmother still alive? Because I bet I can make her a sweet deal. By the time I'm through with her, she'll have to give hand jobs behind the pharmacy to pay for arthritis medication. Two at a time, you know? Stuff you see in pornos. Anyway, that's a nice top you have on, seriously. Do you mind lowering it a little bit? I'd love to see some boobage. Oh, let me see that. Oh, that's sexy. Oh, let me see that. Oh, just let me touch one of them. Just let me touch one of them. Can I? Please?
Parole denied! Take him back to his cell!
What color are your nipples?
I bet they're pink! Are they light brown? Or are they dollar size or quarter?
Oh, Stan, did we win?
Let go of me. I'm in a hurry.
Have no fear, Stanley. I will continue to take care of your wife while you're gone.
Thanks a lot, pal.
No thanks needed. I cherish Mindy's company. Since my addiction to cigarettes made me impotent, I've had very little contact with the fair sex.
Impotent?
I used to think smoking was cool, but a limp dick spells nerd in any language.
You're impotent. That's great.
Not really.
Baby, I love you. I'll write to you as soon as I can.
Okay.
That's my boy.
Love you, baby.
He's running.
Go back.
Hurry, come on.
Officer, watch the prisoner's file.
Taught you well.
Don't tell me. You study with the master, too?
I am his number one.
I didn't see that coming.
There are many things you will not see coming.
Oh, really? Like what?
Up here?
Well, thank you very much.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, good.
I don't think the master prepares you for this. Here comes the igloo.
I will.
Don't fight!
Hey,
Look at all these witnesses. It's over, Warden.
You did this to me.
Min, where did that come from?
What do you think I've been doing with the master for the last 6 months?
Oh, thank God.
You did good with Dang, but you're still my number two student.
Number two?
She'll kick your ass.
I might like that.
Ready, position? Focus. Block. Punch. Yeah. Kick. Double punch. Yeah. Ready, position? Block! Punch! Kick! Double punch!
It's time, Min.
Just a minute, Warden. Looks great, guys. Thanks, Robbie. Okay, everybody. I gotta go now. I'll miss you, too. Now, I want you guys to be especially nice to our newest inmate and best disbarred lawyer in the world, Lou Popper.
Hi! Welcome aboard!
Is the ban on rape still in effect?
I'm pretty sure.
Hey! Permission to give Big Stan a group hug.
Permission granted.
Come on, gang!
Oh, don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Hello, homie. Thanks for giving me my teeth back.
My pleasure.
Gracias por todo, me enseñaste mucho.
Con todo respeto. Igualmente.
Where you going, Cracker?
Going home, man.
I think Big Stan's staying here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, shit.
I'm Big Stan. No more rape.
Oh, very creepy.
Gee,
my Cracker. You good, huh?
Hi, Stan.
Big man.
Bye.
Big Stan. Say bye.
Sweetie.
Hey, handsome.
Hey, where's Minnie Jr.?
She's in the car. She's being kind of a brat.
Yeah? Isn't the nanny helping at all?
Yeah. I think he's still sneaking cigarettes.
Yeah? I'll talk to him. Hi, Precious. Hi, the master.
Say hello to your father, child.
Hi.
Hey, rumor is you're sneaking smokes. Hey, how's her technique?
She stinks. But so do you, at first.
You sure? I don't remember that. Okay, baby.
Let's go, sweetie.
everyone for granted now. You got no place to call your home. And open up this kind of cancel. It can amount to all the pain. And I will change the way you feel when it goes away and bring it back again. It may be shadow never seems to move. The scenery has got to change now. I don't really think it's good for you. Scratching at your bandages, never letting them heal the scars. Is misery your new best friend? Or have you forgotten it?